Welcome to the Layton's Chris podcast. This is Sky Dragon, and we will be discussing and exploring the LC universe Isaki has created for us to enjoy. Basically, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. There will be spoilers for episode 22 and 23, so continue at your own risk. And don't get mad at us if we spoil something. I just gave you a warning. Again, thank you for joining us. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming and listening to this podcast. We have a new guest today, which is Kenny. Hello, Kenny. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Well, hello, everybody. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Hi. My name's Kenny. What else can I tell you? Kind of introduce me for me.
Where are you from? How did I find you?
You stalked me on Amino, and I gladly accepted it. So, that's how we met. I'm from Canada. So, yeah, I'm not going to tell you any more than that because you might actually stalk me more than you already are. And I'm not really up for that yet. So,
okay. So, that's a wonderful introduction, Kenny. So, we're basically going to start this off easy with episode 22. So, what are your thoughts on that? Like, they can be random, like absolutely random, or anything.
It took a different turn than I thought. Is that weird to say?
No, not really. Why? What did you originally thought was going to happen, or something?
Well, I didn't expect Felix just to randomly go out of the forest. Then again, he doesn't know exactly what's happening with David. And I don't know if I'm just overthinking this or if all the theories that I've read on the Leyland's Curse Amino, which you should totally join if you aren't already. We'll welcome you gladly. But, like, there's just different things about the episode that I wasn't expecting. Like, Felix with a knife. Can I just say how many times that meme, I guess it's not a meme, it's more of a vine, but have you heard of it?
Which one?
Here, let me see if I can find it, and then I'll play it for you.
I remember someone a long time ago, right around, like, June, I think, or July. I think it was July, sent this picture of a crow with a knife, and the crow was labeled as Felix.
Oh, I love that.
And I was like, oh my god, you predicted episode, 22?
Yeah, 22. 22.
And the thing is that I don't know who did that.
That sounds amazing.
I look for it everywhere, and I can't find it again.
It was probably Clarissa.
Maybe it was. I'll have to check on that.
Okay, I got the vine ready to go, and it's called Crazy Kid Runs Around with a Knife.
I knew it.
I love that one. Okay, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but that's okay. We can always cut it. Let me see what you have. I love that. I love that. It gives me joy in my life.
That was basically Felix.
Literally everyone's reaction in episode 22 was this vine. It was, yeah.
All of the Layton's Curse community. Felix, what do you have there? Felix, a knife! Us, no!
Literally, though, it was, yeah.
I think we said that like a thousand times in that community, in the Amino.
We're still saying it a thousand times. Can I just say?
Yeah. We still haven't gotten over that.
Yeah, no, it's just a great moment. As a vine lover, yes.
I'm actually glad that Felix didn't just decide to go rescue David on his own. And so, yeah. I mean, unless we talk about episode 23, but, like, immediately, because, you know, in, like, most cases, when it comes to the storytelling and things like that, the character decides to, like, let's go immediately. We have no idea what's going on.
Let's just do it, you know?
Yeah, but Felix kind of at least did a few things before he decided to do that. But, yeah. Like, you know what I mean.
I know what you're putting down.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to know that the character's at least half rational.
Yeah, actually, it was Wasn't that one of his bios saying he's very
mature?
Yeah, mature and rational. Or am I thinking of David? Wait, no, it's not David.
David, I do know that he's like really good. He's really resourceful. That's David. Mm-hmm. Felix, he's pretty mature for his age, which I find really interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, on another note, what did you think about Pumpkin Dad?
Pumpkin Dad?
Pumpkin Dad Esteban.
Esteban.
Is it Esteban?
Esteban, I think.
Esteban! Esteban! My name is Esteban Rodriguez. I'm trying to quote Wizards of Waverly. No, not Wizards of Waverly, please. Sweet Life on Deck, and it's not working. That's okay.
I find him cool because I like how he's just chilling as the boss is basically yelling at him.
And he was bleeding. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah. I made a mini theory on that. It's basically me just smushing random ideas together, with all honesty.
That sounds like a decent theory. The basic of a decent theory, you know, just like, let's put this, it's like baking, you know, let's put this in, a little bit of flour, a little bit of salt, add a little bit of that good stuff, vanilla, you know, just to spice things up, and then you get cake.
Yeah.
So.
That's basically what I did. My opinion slash theory was basically, Felix, it's added on to the witch theory on Felix.
Oh, yeah.
Felix just somehow knows either voodoo or something that's kind of similar to that, and somehow hurt Estella with the knife he was carrying. I'm probably wrong, but you know, it's a fun thought to think about.
Hey, a theory's a theory until proven otherwise, you know. Honestly, when you were saying that witch theory, I got like the Goblin King stuck in my head. It's not even called the Goblin King, the Labyrinth.
Oh,
hoodoo voodoo. I don't know the song off the top of my head. That's what's going on right now.
So the episode kind of like proved a few things. Not really. I don't know how to explain it. So
it tied up loose ends that was needed to progress the plot, I found. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We found out Cody isn't Esteban's son. Like, you know, by the sound of it, it's adoptive. I don't know.
But maybe. They didn't grow up in Leyland by the look of it, because it said, quote unquote, you screwed up when you brought that little sword to Leyland.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of says that they came to Leyland, although when they did, I don't know, because it seems like Cody is really close to his friends. So it's probably been a while since they've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this. Felix in the last panel looks absolutely angry.
He's an angry boy.
He's a very angry boy. It looks like he's like, I know exactly what you did. Because he actually speculated, didn't he? About how the boss might be linked to the kidnapped.
Was it? I thought there was just theory at the time.
Because Felix says this. Maybe it was an error, but he's hella suspicious. Or the police helps the kidnappers. Maybe they're accomplices.
Oh, that's true. Right.
I'm going to the police to punch some faces. But then he goes like, but wait, I that's not true. I'm not David. Kind of go like,
I'm not David.
I'm not David.
Yeah, no, that, I know episode 22 was like a roller coaster. That,
I feel really bad for Felix, though. He, like, the last episode before this, it broke my heart when he was about to cry. But then he started yelling because of the cockroach.
Felix times the cockroach, ship it, everybody.
But
there's a lot of, yeah.
We're probably going to give nicknames to these kidnappers, and I think they've been kind of already suggested.
Peppa Pig and Barney?
No!
Yes, it's a thing, just let it happen.
No.
Peppa Pig times Cody.
I was talking about was it Bean Bowl and Marshmallow?
Oh, yeah. Box of Fandoms made that, right?
Yes. That was Box of Fandoms, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
I prefer those. I'm sorry. I really like those.
I don't know. Peppa Pig and Barney is holding a good, good spot in my heart. So, okay. Barnmallow and what's the other one?
Beanpole, I believe that's how you pronounce it. Beanpole?
Beanpole. Okay, I'm not going to remember that, so... Kidnapper 1 and 2. Thing 1 and 2.
Okay, so 1 is the green one and 2 is the...
I don't know. They're interchangeable in my mind right now.
Okay. Okay, what about green kidnapper and purple kidnapper?
Barney! Barney! Okay, can we please call it Barney?
We'll call the purple kidnapper Barney.
Then the other one has to be Peppa Pig.
No, the other one will be me.
No!
Okay. I just want to point out how mean the boss is. He's like...
Oh, yeah. He's a grump. He's like a man that just didn't grow up with, like, Lucky Charms or Cheerios. Or, like, Honey Nut Cheerios, to be exact. Because he is so salty. There's no sweetness in that man. And I feel like that is the major contribution to that. Contributor?
Yes. You know, I'm still wondering why they want all the shiny-eyed kids. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Like,
I don't know. It's confusing and it'll eventually be cleared up. Maybe they're just trying to cover up the fact that the supernatural exists.
Yeah.
That's basic, you know, just like the groundwork. But is there more to that? Is there anything more to that?
I did have a theory running that David was actually the curse of Lawlin. Like, the shiny eye kids?
Yeah.
And that him being alive is what's actually attracting the supernatural to Leylin. But then I also had another theory, and I'm trying to look for it right now, but I can't seem to find it.
I don't know who it was, but I was going through the theory chat a bit. I forget who it was, but I saw someone say that, what if Felix is Leylin's curse? Like, the reason that there's a curse on Leylin.
Yeah, because of his mom. Which is spoilers for the next episode, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculations about his mom because of a small little hint there, which we'll talk about a bit later on in this podcast. Would you like to add anything else?
I found the other part of the theory, which actually, okay, now that I think about it, she could have been the one that cursed just David or random kids in Lawlin with the glowing eye curse or whatever. I don't know. Idea. But my other theory was he's the gateway connecting Lawlin to the curse, and all the children with glowing eyes are hand-picked to help strengthen the connection between Lawlin and the curse. I'm trying to connect nothing here. But
you know, you sounded so, like... You know, kind of like the whole Mystery Unsolved where Ryan...
The John Cena or Kenda? Oh, yeah, no. This murder happened. Like,
yeah. Ryan is like, and then in October 10th, 1775.
All serious? Yeah, no. Hello, people. We were supposed to do a mini game, but yeah, not right now. So we're going to... We're going to talk about Area 51, which, if you don't know about, is an amazing raid that's going on, which I didn't attend because work. But from my understanding, how does it go, Sky?
Okay, so from what I remember from my past research, that I probably forgot half of the things that I learned about it, was that someone from, I believe it was Facebook, said, let's raid Area 51 on September 20th of 2019. And it was a petition, and a whole bunch of people signed up, and I believe it was more than 2 million people.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and today's the day. This is going to come out one day later, so just pretend it's Friday.
Just pretend it's yesterday.
Yes, exactly. So, oh my god, Area 51 raid. How's it going?
Actually, I don't know too much about the details. I know the rules were that you were supposed to Naruto run there. And that is something I live for. Like, I can't wait for the YouTube videos just to pop up and you just see a bunch of teenage kids Naruto running towards Area 51. Yes. But that brings me on my other note. Who do you think in the Leyland's Curse series characters would do that? Who would do the raid?
Eric, David. And then Felix would follow just because David is going. And then
Tobias would follow just because
David is going. And the person who would be inside Area 51 that they're trying to save would be Cody. Or David.
Oof.
Like, depends. Like, maybe Area 51 knew about David and his glowy eyes and Cody and just took them.
Mm-hmm.
Eric and the rest of the gang are trying to save them.
Okay. Oh my God.
That makes sense, actually.
Oh, it kind of does. I'm a little spooked.
And then the leader of Area 51 is literally the boss.
Is the policeman. Oh my gosh. I'm kind of down for this theory, can I just say? I'm gonna go on myself.
Is this even a theory?
Oh wait, no, it's not a theory. It's a theory. It's a game theory.
It's definitely a theory. That would happen. You know,
that would be interesting.
How would that go down?
Who would be the driver? Like, that's my thing.
Noemi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like...
Tobias's mom.
Oh, my God. Would she be okay with this? Would she be okay raiding Area 51?
I don't know if that she knows the kids' plans, but she's like, oh, yeah, you guys want to, like, come see my work for a day? Like, come on in. I'll bring some refreshments. And then, like, when they go... It's just, oh, you were gonna do that? Like,
okay, so it's
look
now,
of disappointment.
I think we've just headcanon that the mom works in Area 51 now.
This is an entire headcanon, and I love it.
That's all it is.
You know what's another good headcanon?
What's a good headcanon?
Cody times Peppa Pig.
No! For those of you guys who aren't part of the Amino community, or you have completely
joined
that, oh my god!
No, I'm kidding.
If you completely missed that, there's this ship.
No context.
Okay.
No context.
Yeah. But no, Kenny. No.
Yes. And Felix times the meow cockroach. I'm down. I don't know how it would work. It's probably more platonic than anything, but I'm totally down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Kenny.
This is more of a headcanon interruption instead of like Area 51, but that's okay.
It's a headcanon of Area 51.
Yes. Oh my gosh, if Felix brought that meow cockroach, oh my gosh, to Area 51 and he became like the new Mothman but a cockroach man.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
I'm down for it. Oh, I'm gonna draw that.
One of the strongest insects from what I remember. So.
You.
Wow.
I've never seen a cockroach.
Wait, what if inside Area 51 they're like making the demon?
Oh my gosh. The demon's like controlling everything. You walk into Area 51 and the demon turns around and it's like the IT guy. He's dressed in IT clothing with like a headset or whatever. He's like, oh. Like his long neck and his uncombed greasy hair. Just, oh, hi. This isn't how it's supposed to work. And it's just wearing like pajamas. You know, like a stereotypical, how am I trying to explain this? Like an IT guy, yeah?
Yeah,
you
know? Okay, yeah.
No offense to any IT guys out there. I say that with love.
Okay, what do you think Isaki would be inside, trapped?
Isaki would be leading the raid.
Oh, wait, what if we're all rescuing Isaki's brethren?
Oh gosh. That would be interesting.
I'm definitely down. If that's what we're doing, I'm definitely down for that raid.
If it's our Queen Isaki, yeah. Then I'm down.
Yes.
It's like a cult, so might as well die for your cause, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of sold my soul already, so.
Yeah, I've literally spent more time on this in Mino than I have talking to my friends. And I've known them for, like, 9 years.
That's me right there. What do you think Valor would be doing?
Pardon?
Valor. Would she be a part of this? Or is she... Oh. Or are we not including her? Because we're not sure where she is right now.
I don't actually think she exists. But that's just me.
Maybe. I don't know. But let's just say she does. Would she be there fighting? Where would Nil be? Would he be...
Well, like, isn't Nil, like, inspired off of Tobias?
I think so.
Nil's, like, the guy with the machine gun. And then, like, Valor's the one driving the tank.
Val's the one with the machine gun?
Yeah, Nil's the one with the machine gun.
Oh my god.
Like,
where would Val be?
Ooh. Where do you think he'd be?
I don't know, but I feel like he would be stuck inside Area 51 waiting to be rescued.
Damsel in distress. No. It's like Shrek, Princess Fiona in a tower. Oh, I'm imagining that. I kind of want to draw that.
Please do, that'll be great. Okay, so Alejandro made a theory on that. It's really cool. So basically what this theory is that his mother is Alejandro. I mean, I'm sorry.
did I understand that right?
What I meant to say is that the mother is Ariel.
Okay. I heard, yeah.
I messed that up, I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, isn't that butter in Spanish?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Butter is mantequilla.
What?
And then Tobias came over, and his mom is like, I called you to inform me, not for you to come. It's kind of like, what did you expect?
Yeah, she's like, you little... I told you to stay at home, you know. Part of my French.
I like this. I like this line though. Oh God, it's all my fault. What will my wife think?
She's scary. Can I just say that? You know how everyone's like, "Oh, I'm so scared of the demon." Like, have you seen David's mom? She kind of scares me. I'm a little intimidated by her.
You know, if I had to say if I'm scared of the demon more than my mom, I'll probably say my mom.
Mom can do more damage. Also, that brings me to my other point. Theory time. Demon is hella creepy. Can I just say that?
Heck yeah.
That long neck boy, man.
He's a giraffe.
He's a giraffe. I love that. Oh my god.
I think it was Box who said that, and now it's stuck on me forever. Demon's a giraffe.
It reminds me of Littlefoot. No. Maybe it was Littlefoot from The Land Before Time. Welcome back to the podcast. We just took a small break, and we are now talking about episode 23. Frustration.
For taking out all of your frustration. Okay.
This was an episode. Like, this was an episode.
First of all, I just want to say that I like the fact that Maria rides rollerblades.
Yeah.
I love that. They're blue. I love that. I don't know why. And also, wait, I was going to point something out. Oh, yeah. Felix's mother!
Oh, yeah, of her. There's a lot. This episode is really plot-driven. Oh my gosh. Like, we find out what Felix's mom kind of looks like and her name.
Kind of? We don't know her name. It starts with A-R.
Oh. Okay. I guess that might be just theory.
It's theory, yeah.
Okay. Ariel?
Ariel? I think that's how you pronounce her name. Ariel? Let's hope we're not butchering the names here, because people...
I think we are, but that's okay. It'll become a nice fillet.
Okay, so Ariel the mother. This was made by Alejandro.
So Tobias and Felix go to try and find David on his own. Eric looks great in this episode. Can I just say that?
Yeah, he looks so happy. When I saw that panel of Eric on the, like, you know, happy, I was like, oh.
I kind of want him to be my new...
I forgot that they have no idea what just happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my friend's just been kidnapped. What is? School's over. Time for a siesta. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you earlier. Sorry about that.
I love that. That's exactly what happened, basically.
God, Eric's such a mood. Can I just say that?
Yes, I think they're all moods.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that and I was like, you have no idea what just happened. Huh. That's going to be interesting. And they're all like, happy. And it's kind of like...
calm before the storm.
Yeah. I think it's like they're basically inside the eye of a hurricane that's happening on right now.
Oof.
That's basically what's happening. Okay, I think that's all I really have to say about this. But it's like so many questions we have. We know that stuff is going to go down between Felix and the boss. I honestly feel like it's going to be like a kind of battle between Felix and the boss because of the aura they're sending out to each other later on in the episodes.
I want to say I'd agree with that, but at the same time, Felix doesn't know exactly who it was because I don't think they spoke other than like the general, you know, 911, what's your emergency? Or 711, is that what it is in Spain?
I believe so.
211, something like that. But I feel like Felix is just mad in general.
But yeah.
But can I just say on a different topic? The overprotectiveness and emotional side of David's dad has me just, yeah.
Oh, that's, you know, I remember Isaki saying that that every time she reads, like, a manga or something similar to that, and then, like, the protagonist is, like, not that old and just still have their family, and they just suddenly leave off on adventures. She always questions where the parents are. So, that's actually what I really like about this, because it's kind of like, you don't forget about the parents and the family that they have.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just kind of...
It's not like they're like, yeah, okay, they have a family... You don't need to know that, though. But this one, they show you the family. It's part of the story. It's not teasing you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's like, I just really like that added thing to it. I just like the fact that the family is there. And it's kind of a bit funny because the dad's like, oh, shoot, my wife's gonna be angry at me. And then that line, where is my son?
That was a tearjerker for me. That one was really cute.
I actually laughed at that. Because all I could think of was that meme.
Have you seen my son? From Finding Nemo?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's all I could think of when I saw it. And I was like, I feel like I'm a horrible person.
Dory, have you seen my son? We should have started the episode with that.
Okay, so the theory basically goes that Ariel is...
A mom.
Yeah, the mom. Ariel is the mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the theory, and here's what's interesting. The boss was really surprised that this person is... Felix's mother.
Looks intimidating.
Yeah, he looks very intimidating. And then Felix just goes like, what's that look for? And he's like, oh no, it is nothing.
Oh no, it's all good, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know. So, I just want to point out that Felix is the only one who has very unique hair color.
Yeah.
He has dark purple hair. That's what it says in the bio. If we're if Isaki hasn't changed anything, of course, but it's the most recent bio for Felix, and it says there, hair color dark purple. That's what I'm surprised. So,
you can also see a lighter blue with his braid.
I think that's just like, I don't know, because that's also black. It's not, he hasn't dyed his hair. His hair is dark purple, I mean. But I think it's just to show that it's hair. I don't know how to explain it. It's just a style. Because I think all the characters kind of have that. It's really cool, actually. I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I just also want to point out that Tobias is also kind of like a knife!
A knife! I honestly kind of thought Felix was going to accidentally stab him.
And then I find it funny because Felix is basically a cat. I just want to point that out. Because Tobias is like, give me that! It's not safe! And he's like... I just want to point that out. And I love it. And the ending. Talk about the ending in a moment.
Oh my... So, I'm actually... Yeah, there's a lot. Okay. Like, so Maria, on her rollerblades of death, she's rollerblading down what appears to be, like, a lone road. I don't know where it's leading, but anyway, she's going down, and she passes by these woods, and she sees a figure step out, and she kind of looks very shocked.
Yeah.
Surprised.
Maybe it's Cody, if you think about it, but then... What did the kidnapper do to Cody? Maybe it's David.
I think it's probably, like, the kidnapper. Honestly, I feel like it's the kidnapper, and she just kind of left Cody there and said he got away, you know?
Maybe. Or yeah, that's what I thought, too, because they kidnapped the, Barney. I'm gonna... Apparently that's...
Yes!
Barney!
Canon. Accepted.
It's hard to use that name on them. Okay. Barney, kind of just went like, you stupid kid, and kind of looks like they pitied Cody or something. So it makes me want to think that they're not gonna take Cody with them.
Right?
To the boss. So I'm just really hoping for that, you know?
I'm really hoping for, like, that one good shred of just the good stuff. Like, moral, I don't know how to say it, but just take our boy.
Yeah, so we have, I think, three options on who Maria has seen. It's either David, Cody, or Barney.
Yeah, but if you kind of take a look at the figure, it's weird if it's David, because... I actually have to go back and see how David's doing, too.
David was knocked out by Cody, I believe, and just placed him on...
Oh, right! Before. Right. I thought he transferred the drug from... This is a theory. Transferred the drug from Felix to himself by using his, like, magical fingers, you know?
Oh! That's a cool theory. Maybe?
I don't know.
I don't... You know, I think most of us, when, at least me, when I make a theory, I always think of that meme from Mystery Unsolved from BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed Unsolved, I mean. That's, I think it's Shane who's like, I've connected the two dots. And Ryan is like, connected nothing. I've connected them. Every time I ever think of, like, of a theory or something,
mm-hmm.
I think of that meme, or Vine, or whatever it is, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's...
You connecting nothing!
You know, with the fact of me now knowing that the demon is basically a giraffe, I can't take the demon seriously.
Yeah. I don't know about the demon, but something about me, I'm just like, yeah, you're not that scary to me. Like, I've seen worse.
Well, like,
yeah.
With all honesty, if I were in their position, I probably wouldn't be laughing. But then again, I'm a weird person. And I'll probably be laughing at the face of death anyway, so I'm gonna be there laughing my head off at the demon with a long neck. I didn't know you were a giraffe!
Oh my gosh. The demon just would kill you for that statement alone. I didn't know you were a giraffe. I'm a giraffe!
Kills me instantly.
Yeah. KO. Doesn't even try to get to know you or anything. Just kills you.
Okay.
Due to some technical difficulties, there won't be a second minigame in this episode. I'm really sorry about that. It's kind of my fault for deleting something I wasn't supposed to. That was an accident. But other than that, yeah. Again, if you're all the way to the end, I cannot believe it. Thank you very much for listening to this, and may Sucky be with you. Bye.